biological classification. In the 18th century, organisms were divided into two major kingdoms, the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom. And this persisted for a long period of time. And even with the discovery of microorganisms, different things were fit into one of these two kingdoms. Bacteria were grouped with the plants because of their cell wall construction. Fungus were grouped with plants because of their cell wall construction and the fact that they were non-motile. And then the microorganisms that were able to move about and not photosynthesize were classified with animals. In 1969, Robert Whittaker proposed or identified two fundamental differences in cell structure, the prokaryote cells and the eukaryote cells, and with that proposed a five-kingdom system, which has been widely used. And as you take a look at the chart, you'll notice that in the traditional five-kingdom system, we have the monerans, the protistans, plants, the fungus, and the animals. With recent work with nucleotide sequences, ribosomal RNA, and different kinds of proteins, there is some mounting evidence that the lineages of the prokaryotes is very, very different. And so you can see several other proposals, a three-domain system and a six-kingdom system. And I think that this is an area where you will see a lot of other changes with the rapid advance of molecular biology, particularly in the protist group, which is sort of a catch-all category for anything that doesn't fit in the other groups. But once again, learn to look at and identify these types of systems, and not so much to memorize them, but to work within them as a framework.